listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV 2 News podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott, joined today by Carrie Martinez with the Utah Department of Health. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're talking about the ages and stages questionnaire. Kind of depending on the age of your baby, your toddler, your child, there's always different stages that you're kind of looking at. And, you might not be thinking about some of them, whether that's when you have a baby and you're thinking about kindergarten and, all of the things in between. But the Early Childhood Utah Program at the Utah Department of Health, of course, wants to make sure that baby meets development milestones. And, when you start early, you set up for success later. So talk to us a little bit about this screening tool you have, the Ages and Stages questionnaire.
Yes, so the Ages and Stages questionnaire is an evidence-based screening tool that's been around for about 30 years. The screening tool has one per month from age birth through 60 months. And so a parent can be interested in any age their child is at, looking at a screening to see where they are at developmentally. Each screening is about 30 questions long, and each screening takes about 20 to 30 minutes. It's super parent friendly, and it will help. There's two different screens. There's an Ages and Stages questionnaire that focuses on basic child development milestones like gross motor, fine motor, communication, social and adaptive, personal, social and adaptive. And then the other one would be the Ages and Stages social emotional, where a parent can look at their social emotional development of their child.
And that's more about identifying and understanding feelings and emotions and things like that.
So that the social emotional screen or social emotional development, a parent would want their child to be able to identify their own feelings, maybe accurately read and comprehend emotional settings or feelings of others, some developing strong relationships, securing and a strong attachment, regulating their own emotions, and also being able to develop empathy for others. That would fall under the social emotional screen.
Let's talk a little bit about those development milestones, and kind of the ages at where those screenings should be at. We know every child is different. Every child within the same family is different. And so some of those milestones can come at different times. But kind of walk us through that a little bit and, when some of those screenings should take place.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, the ages and stages, you could do one a month if you wanted to as a parent. They cover every single month. Up until 3 years, we go 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, then we go 3, 4, 5 years old. But the American Association of Pediatrics recommends having a screen done at 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 25 months, and then again at 3, 4, and 5 years old. So as the Early Childhood Utah, we decided that we would also adopt those practices so that a family could ask their pediatrician if they were going for a well child checkup, or they could talk to their care provider or their caregiver or their early care and education teacher and say, hey, this my child's turning a year. Could we do a screen? Can I take it to my pediatrician? Those seem to be developmental milestone months or age markers that we would want to capture development so we could see if there was a concern, we could practice those skill set to help the child develop and get up to age level.
And so you were saying, of course, some of the reasons to do this, know your baby the best, understand, where they are developmentally. I love that you mentioned too, that it is family friendly. It makes it, easy and accessible for parents and families to do.
Yes, it's so important. I'm glad you brought that up. For families, parents, caregivers to understand that the early childhood development professionals recognize that the parent is the expert on their own child, that they know their child better than anybody else, and that their child does things for their parents that they may not do for anybody else. And that's why it's so important for the primary care physician, pediatrician, caregivers to involve parents in a screen, because they're going to get information from the parent that they may not see or may not have at their hands. And it really validates the parents as the expert as their child. And so then the parent can become the child's advocate, because the communication is bridged between the provider and the parent to say, I feel like my child's doing fabulous in this area, but I might have some concerns in this other area. What suggestions do you have for me?
Yeah, and I think that's so important too, you know, understanding the developmental growth and the milestones, and knowing that, you know, some milestones may come sooner than others. And that's okay. But, you know, being aware and being able to talk to your pediatrician about it.
Absolutely. Children develop at different rates. And that's why the ages and stages is so great, because parents may feel like at 6 months, my child's doing great and I don't have any concerns. And then all of a sudden at a year go, wait a second, I need some practice tips in this area. I think there might be something I could do more with my child. And so it's just very parent friendly. With these practice examples and things that parents can do with their child at home, we can oftentimes see a child progress and make age level development just by practicing the skills with their family, with their parents, with their siblings.
So where do we get it? How can we get our hands on one of these screenings? How can we get this done for our child?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a lot of agencies across the state that are already skilled in applying the ages and stages questionnaire. Some local health departments, WIC offices, Office of Home Visiting, Parents as Teachers, Early Childhood Utah, Help Me Grow Utah, and a lot of early childhood educators, child care providers, and like pediatricians and health providers. So if a family is interested, they could first seek out from their close sources, do you have an ages and stages? And if not, then they could reach out to one of those agencies or contact Early Childhood Utah directly, and we can get them in touch with somebody. Help Me Grow Utah has a great resource where a family could call them up and do a screen with them immediately if they don't want to seek help from the doctor yet, or they don't have a child care provider. But again, if anybody's interested in that, they can reach out to me, Early Childhood Utah, and we can figure that out for them, help them find that resource. The other thing is that if you are an early care and education provider or in the medical professional field and you are interested in learning how to do the ages and stages or have access to the ages and stages questionnaire in your own office or your own provider setting, then you can also receive the training for free from the Department of Health. And again, if you wanted to have that training, you would reach out to me.
That's great, Carrie. Thank you so much. So many ways for parents and families and caregivers and even providers to access this information and get their hands on it, not only for their children, but then as a provider also for their patients. So thank you so much for walking us through all of this and kind of breaking it all down. Carrie Martinez with the Utah Department of Health, we really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And that concludes this episode of Baby Your Baby Podcast, talking about the Ages and Stages questionnaire.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby Podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.